Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. News reports documenting hate crimes make many of us consider whether such crimes can be prevented. Here's a story from the Bible that says they can be. Balak was king of Moab. He was afraid the Israelites were going to overrun his country, so he asked a prophet named Balaam to curse the Israelites. Now, Balaam wasn't the sort of guy we normally would consider a prophet, someone attuned to and doing God's will. Balaam was a prophet for hire, so to speak. For the right price, he'd do whatever someone wanted, regardless of God. So Balak figures he has the right guy for the job. But while it seems unlikely, Balaam, for the most part, actually does listen to God in this instance. Balak offers him all sorts of riches, but Balaam also hears God saying the Israelites can't be cursed. He ends up telling Balak, "How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied?" He goes on to say, "I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind." You might not think it from his past behavior, but obviously there was something in Balaam that responded to what was good and true, and he couldn't do what was wrong, couldn't curse a particular group of people. That natural inclination to do good rather than evil is active today, too. May we see it overcome hate. Amen.